BBC News with Debbie Russ. President Trump has said he's committed to the security of Japan and that their alliance is the cornerstone of peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. Speaking after talks at the White House with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Mr. Trump said Washington's security commitment extended to disputed islands in the East China Sea. Mr. Abe said the two leaders had also agreed that the threat from North Korea was a high priority. On U.S.-Japan trade ties, Mr. Trump said they should benefit both countries. Mr. Abe said strengthening the relationship could bring many jobs, adding that Japanese fast trains would benefit the U.S. as it rebuilds its infrastructure. The government of the Brazilian state of Espírito Santo has charged more than 700 police officers with revolt for going on a week-long strike, during which around 120 people died in violence. The killings erupted in various cities after family and friends of the police blocked their barracks a week ago to demand higher pay. Here in Britain, an investigation by the government into allegations of abuse of Iraqi civilians by British troops is to be closed. A report by an influential committee of British Parliament said many of the allegations were not credible. The unit had faced intense scrutiny after a lawyer who pursued many of the cases was accused of making false abuse claims and barred from practicing. At least 37 people have been killed in clashes between a militia and the army in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and some sources put the death toll at above 50. The fighting took place in the central Kasai region. And the world of opera has been paying tribute to the Swedish tenor Nikolaj Gedda, who has died at the age of 91. In a career spanning more than 50 years, he recorded over 200 albums and performed with some of the greatest names, including Maria Callas and Elisabeth Schwarzkopf. BBC News.